Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Andy Replugel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Hancock. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. There goes Thomas. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops it up and throws to first, with Replugel covering, for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Kendall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hile tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Rice reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice scores. One out. It's Brewers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thomas. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to third. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Replogle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Remy moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Brewers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hobson moves to third. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Younce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Remy steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob McClure now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans is walked intentionally. Bill Castro now pitching. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Gary Hancock. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Remy moves to third. Evans moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Bando steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Yount steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oglavie takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Oglavie moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Remy moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Remy moves to third. Rice moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Evans is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Remy scores. Rice moves to third. Evans moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.